Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Got a very, very interesting show today. I'm going to start out with Jim McKinney and then move on with Jim McKinney and Dan Pacini. With Pacini, we're going to devote the second half to the COVID situation. In the first half, though, we're going to talk about three topics. Number one, obviously, is COVID, what's going on with people's enthusiasm or lack of their enthusiasm in getting immunized. Number two, we're going to talk a little bit about homeschooling. And number three, we're going to talk a little bit about the bill that the Democrats are trying to run through to, as they say, improve the government. By the way, if this bill, we are recording at 9 o'clock on Friday morning Pacific time. If this bill happens to pass or not pass, after we are done recording, we're going to do a weekend special on that very topic. Jimmy, let's start out talking about the bill. You're on, sir.
Well, I think the Democrats have faced internal challenges on two fronts. First is the progressives, they want more. They want more control. They want more Green New Deal policies. They want more payoffs to their very specific constituencies in order to gain more federal power for the government. And you've got that side that wants more, the Bernie Sanders, AOC wing. And then you've got the Joe Manchin's, Kyrsten Sinema, Arizona and West Virginia. They are, you know, moderate Democrats with, you know, pretty conservative states that strongly, you know, went with a more, you know, states' rights policies. And they're saying, no, this is way too much money, $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill that basically pays off unions and pays off constituents and then attempts to reshape the entire U.S. economy is not going to fly in their views. So the Democrats are facing this. The Biden administration came up with this, you know, this policy. You've got Nancy Pelosi, who said she's going to, you know, she was going to be able to push this through. That's failed for her. It's a real internal fight. The problem is the Republicans are not strong enough right now to actually, you know, shape the outcome here. And that's where America is going to be beholden to some of these incredibly expensive and unmanageable long-term damaging economic policies and budget. And I think it's kind of a very difficult situation for all of us to watch.
Jimmy, I have to tell you, I'm seeing some indications, some fairly strong indications that we have a bit of a rebellion in our country right now in terms of people want to see things changing. They don't necessarily want all Republicans or all Democrats, but they're sick and tired of what's going on in our country. We're going to be talking about that a little bit in the next segment. But this particular bill is a perfect example of how America is changing. Got a couple of other issues. We've got American society really starting not support public education and really starting to support homeschooling, number one. And obviously, number two, we have a tremendous disinterest and a tremendous lack of trust in the Dr. Fauci's of America. And people are showing that by simply not getting immunized. We're going to talk about that at length in the second half of the show with our buddy Dan Pacenti. Having said that, you and I were chatting off mic this morning. You think the odds of this bill passing, the only way that this bill could pass is if Nancy Pelosi convinces the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's of the world that they can't get as much money as they want. I think that's probably the way this thing is going to shake out. I think Cortez and her cohorts are going to say, okay, we can't have that much money, but at least we have a start. You think I'm crazy or do you think that's correct, Jim?
Well, I think it's possible. I think that the other probability is exactly how the corrupt swamp works in D.C. They'll continue to find payoffs and write in specific financial incentives for these districts that are in question right now. And I think in the end, that's exactly what it's about. It's going to be about who can, you know, pay off and get that vote by some sort of corrupt means. I think your point, you know, Americans are getting kind of fed up with it. They're actually the wool's being pulled down over people's eyes by the media, but there's a bunch of people that are starting to lift up to say, wait a second, what is going on? There's no question that what the policies that this kind of progressive push is moving towards are more actually Soviet style. I mean, communist socialist ideologies. And I think Americans are like, wait a second, you know, what about free market? What about, you know, me getting my job? Why is the government dictating all these policies? Why are they? And I think that's beginning. The pushback is beginning to start. And I think they're going to try to pay for the bill. They're going to try to get people, you know, Nancy Pelosi does it with money and influence. And that's what she's going to try to do. I don't know if they're going to be successful or not. I honestly hope they are. They fail miserably at it because this is just way too costly for America. We don't have the money. We're already incredibly deep in debt, and the possibility for them to reshape our entire economic system is just way too dangerous.
It's way too dangerous. And I got to tell you, Jim, as a former banker, I have to say that if the United States was applying for a loan and I were on the loan committee of the bank, as I was numerous times during my career at American Pacific Bank, I would have to say that that loan, the vote on that loan from Al Cornyn would be a resounding not granted. And that's how bad our country is today economically. I think it's up to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to have to convince Alexander Ocasio-Cortez and the rest of the crew that economically this thing just cannot happen. If they're going to be successful, I think that the Republicans, that's basically strike one in the batter's box against the Republicans. But I really don't think that's going to happen. One thing I think Nancy Pelosi...
Hey.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Jimmy, go.
Oh, no, I just wanted to... I wanted to add, you know, I think, you know, there are Republicans that get that buy into this payoff system as well. And that's the problem. You know, they're unwilling to stand up and especially if there's some specific interest. And that's where we've got to find more unity and actually people electing people to office that are willing to work to undermine these payoffs rather than to support them. And of course, I think that's the bigger problem that we're facing right now is there's too many Republicans that say one thing, but they'll vote another way if in fact they get a little payoff out of it. And that's just, to me, is awful. But the more important thing that really people need to understand is how far this administration, the Biden administration, is willing to go to change our entire economy. He is nominating, Joe Biden's team has nominated a Cornell University law professor, Soli Omarova, who actually went to Moscow State University and graduated in 1989. And she constantly praises the former Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. And she wants to be the comptroller of this currency. That's how far this administration has gone to basically push socialist agendas. And people got to wake up to it.
Jim, I got to tell you, I simply don't understand why the press isn't coming out and bringing these factors up. That's a clear indication, in my opinion, of exactly where President Biden is coming from. And I'm sure that's a clear indication, couldn't be clearer, of where the vice president is also coming from. They seem to think that totalitarian government, i.e. communism, etc., is a good thing. But what we're going to be talking about, and then as soon as we take a commercial break here, is how clear evidence how America is right now coming down and standing against that. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Jim McKinney and I will be right back in less than 30 seconds.